You're listening to RTNT, Radio Totally Normal Toronto.
My mental illness allows me to be more compassionate.
I don't let it stop me from what I have to do in life.
My mental health helps me relate to other people.
I'm not afraid of it anymore.
I'm at peace with my mental illness.
Mental illness saved my life.
It's given me a new outlook on life.
Welcome to the February show of Radio Totally Normal Toronto on CJRU 1280 AM and CJRU.ca. I'm Dolores. We will be your host for this February 10th, 2020 episode number 33. Radio Totally Normal Toronto, or RTNT for short, is a voice for community mental health produced by members and staff of Progress Place, a mental wellness clubhouse in downtown Toronto. Today we are going to speak on two things, nutrition and mental health, as well as sharing what has been happening to the community hub at Weston Mount Dennis. For the interview for nutrition and mental health, we are speaking with a long-time partner of Progress Place, Rochelle from Regent Park Community Health Center. Rochelle specializes in diabetes education. Being ever more important during COVID, finding ways to keep a balanced diet has become increasingly difficult. It is estimated that each year, one in five people personally experience mental health problems. Mental health is a complex, and it is now thought that nutrition is as important to mental health as it is for heart health. Diet is often used as an adjunction to other forms of treatment, but evidence supports that nutrition can be a frontline approach to conditions like depression, mood disorder, and anxiety. Info above was found in the Canadian Digestive Health Foundation website. Disclaimer: this episode features perspectives of information that are not directly from RTNT. We are not health professionals who specialize in COVID or other physical health matters. If you have any questions about COVID, please visit the website for either in Toronto Public Health or Public Health Ontario, or contact your doctor directly for any further health questions or concerns. Enjoy the following interview as we hear from Donna Hala and Richard at RTNT and Raquel.
Hi Raquel, pleasure to meet you. I'm Donna Hala and this is Richard from RTNT. Thank you for coming today and allowing us to interview you for December show. Let's kick things off by getting to know you. You work over at the Regent Park Community Health Center in the Diabetics Education Program. What is your role over there and how did you get connected with Progress Place?
So what my role is there, I'm a diabetes dietitian. I work with people who are at risk for developing diabetes, or who already have diabetes, and we talk about how to live a healthier life in order to prevent diabetes or live with diabetes. And I believe we got connected to Progress Place through Brenda, the executive director. Apparently there had been a dietitian going on a regular basis and her grant or program had finished, and then they were looking for another program to step in. So that's how we got connected to Progress Place.
That's awesome. Oh. It's such a great connection for us to have, and you know, we're really thankful for your commitment to maintaining the working with us, because it's honestly, it's so important these days for us to be mindful of nutrition. So yeah, thank you for your help with that throughout the years.
How big a role does nutrition play in maintaining mental health?
I think it's a very important role for a lot of different reasons. Well, when I go to Progress Place, one of the main questions people ask me about is their weight management. So a lot of the medications that help with mental health can also cause people to eat late at night or to slow down their metabolism. And so people have a lot of questions about that, because then when you not feel good about your body size, you know, that can also affect your mental health and it can become a cycle. So we talk about what are ways that we can slow down the weight gain, what are ways that we can deal with some of the cravings, and how can we accept our new body size, you know, to a certain extent, because sometimes it can become a bit more challenging to actually lose weight when you're taking certain medications. And so it's also really important to kind of adjust to the new size and know that you can still sometimes be, you can actually still be healthy at all sizes. We have conversations around that. So that's important. And then of course, if people are having difficulty concentrating, we can talk about how nutrition can help you focus, or if you need to relax a little more, how can you, what kind of foods help to calm a little bit, right? So nutrition can be very important in mental health.
How important is it for mental health to have support to discuss nutrition?
I think it's very important. Again, a lot of people often prefer lifestyle approaches, and that's something that Progress Place is fantastic with. So, you know, how can I manage with my medication? But is there a way that I can do other things to help myself, and so that I don't always have to increase, you know, add more and more medications? So in terms of having supports to discuss alternatives like lifestyle, I think it's very important. And then again, everybody has unique experiences. And so if you have somebody to talk to one-on-one, it can help you with your specific goal setting.
I'm guessing that every person has slightly different dietary needs. Is there a way of determining what would be the best diet for a particular individual based on a mental health diagnosis?
I would say no. Other than the general recommendations, you know, eat enough protein, have complex carbohydrates, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, they're only really general recommendations. There has been a lot of research here and there around nutrition and mental health, like what about omega-3s or B vitamins, but it's not had consistent results. And so there wouldn't be a way of just knowing for that person, you know, oh, you should have this vitamin at this time and that would work perfectly for you, because even the research has come back and helped, not helped people in the same way, even if they've had the same diagnosis.
For people who often experience low mood, low motivation, and often tired, it can be challenging to get along. From a nutritional standpoint, is there something people can do that can help get you going or accurate energy?
Yeah, so usually I recommend two things. So one is just have something, and I would say a piece of fruit is an excellent standing point. Like say you're not a very hungry earlier in the day, but you're actually going to go participate in a group program at Progress Place. Your brain does need the energy and the nutrition to work. And if you're not very hungry, it's hard to start with something. So fruit is very light, easy to digest, has lots of vitamins and antioxidants, and good fiber. And it's not very heavy. And the kind of sugar that's in fruit is the natural sugar that gives you a slow, like an even burst of energy. It's not like pop or caffeine that's going to give you a rush and then you're going to crash. So it would help you immediately, but then you kind of crash by the time you get to your group. It's the slow energy sugar that's going to keep you going for longer. If you have fruit at home, that would be great. If fresh fruit isn't affordable, then, you know, some frozen berries from the freezer, that's fine too. Bananas get a bad rap a lot of time, like, oh, they've got carbohydrates, they're just got sugar, but they're actually, if you eat them when they're yellow with just a little bit of green on them, they still have the kind of slow, healthy sugar that gives us sustained energy over a longer period of time. And they're inexpensive, right? You can have a banana. It's not very expensive. They're available every time, all time of year. And if you have the difficulty that if you have to buy them in the bunch to get them on sale, if they get to that perfect ripe point where they're yellow and a little bit of green, you can actually just slice them and put them in the freezer. And then that can be a snack. The other suggestion I make in terms of get going would be to have something with a bit of protein, because that does actually help you to focus and get your mind going in that way. So a good snack, if you can't sit down and have a meal, would be some frozen sliced banana and a bit of peanut butter on there, you know, if you're not allergic to peanuts. So that would give you your protein and your slow carbohydrate, and it's not too difficult to make.
Yeah, those are excellent recommendations. I just had a quick follow-up question, because you know, you're mentioning just all these awesome fruits that are so nice to have just on the go. You can have them as a snack. And I just had a question about just, it kind of connects with the question that we'll be asking later with breakfast. As we're so ready to like get out in the mornings, and maybe we don't have time to make things for ourselves, I've noticed that like people like making smoothies or these like infused waters and whatnot. Do you have any knowledge about like how impactful that those two things can be? Just to add on to your points about fruits and adding those to your diet.
Fruited water is fantastic because it helps people to drink water, and most of us don't drink enough water. And yes, when you don't drink enough water, that you can just be more restless, more irritable, more tired. Some people don't like the taste of plain water, so in that way, it's excellent. You know, some people put a couple of chia seeds in there to give them a little bit of protein and some fibers and some healthy oils too. But because it's mostly water and not so much of the other stuff, right? It won't be as high in nutrients as like a smoothie. Right. And so smoothies are great if you can make them on a day when you've got the energy to. You can freeze them ahead of time. You know, so you can put some spinach in there, some fruits and vegetables. My only thing with smoothies to caution is that sometimes people will make the recipe with added juices, and or they'll go to the health food store and somebody will sell them this really expensive protein powder. And so I'm always cautious about how people make a smoothie. Like, you don't need to always be adding lots and lots of protein powder if you're not a bodybuilder and stuff like that. So you can still make them healthy and low cost.
So at that point, someone is looking to add things like that, it would probably be best to consider that, you know, asking your support that may be helping you with nutrition before doing that, right?
Yeah. And I'm glad actually that you brought that up too, Richard, because a lot of people who have a history of drinking lots of alcohol, they're not used to eating food as a nutrition. And so smoothies is a very helpful transition to start getting some nutrition in there without the burden of like sitting down and going like, I can't eat this meal.
I've read that your gut is strongly linked to your mental health. Can you talk a bit more about that?
A little bit. you know, they say that definitely they've discovered more recently that your gut does produce some neurotransmitters. Like you folks probably know more about serotonin, dopamine, those things than I do. And your digestive tract does make that. And they notice that sometimes for people who have IBS and Crohn's, you know, that can trigger some anxiety and depression. And conversely, you know, if you're not feeling great, your mood's not great, that can also affect your gut. So for sure, our bodies are linked that way. in terms of concrete evidence of you should take this supplement in order to help your gut, there, we're not completely there yet. Some people are suggesting that probiotics, so things like yogurt that have active bacteria in them, if you take them, that might help your mood and your brain function a little. But that's an area where they definitely need to do more research in.
How important is breakfast for maintaining good mental health and general health?
As soon as you wake up and you log into a podcast or a Zoom group, your brain is actually working, burning calories. And so it's very important to, when you wake up, to actually feed it and give it something to work with, right? So I think it is very important. It's also very challenging because many of us, most of us have grown up where we're not necessarily connected our mind body to, oh, my body needs nutrition, I need to eat. We eat for different reasons, right? Like we're tired or we're so busy, we go all day without eating and then we eat at the end of the night. And that's kind of sometimes not eating all day and then eating large amounts at night. That's training your brain and your body to actually put on weight because it's like, well, maybe Raquel's not going to feed me tomorrow morning, so I'm going to hold on to this as fat. So it's important to get your body going when you can in the morning or as soon as you can, whatever time of day it is that you wake up, with a little bit of food to get that cycle going where you're eating food and then you're using up those calories. And when you need to make the effort to, you know, participate in the group or do your online exercise Zoom class, your body's got what it needs and you don't feel overtired by all that stuff.
What is the most common vitamin deficiencies that people have and how can it impact mental health?
Well, in Canada, a lot of us don't get enough vitamin D because where we are, we don't get enough sun and our diet has changed so that we don't get enough of the fatty fish that people living in this climate. So if we were part of a traditional indigenous diet, we would, from this area, we would probably be eating things like lake trout that have lots of omega-3s. So, you know, and vitamin D does help our nerves and our immune system and our muscles work properly. So that's one of the things that we don't get enough of. And some studies for sure are looking into mood and omega-3s. Some have said it helps and others are saying, maybe not so much. From my perspective, what I generally recommend to people is they can't hurt you. So, and to then to get them from natural food sources, you know, if you can talk to a pharmacist and or a doctor or a dietitian specifically about your situations and you want to get an, you know, a vitamin D supplement, then you can do that. You can get it in a general multivitamin over the counter. It's easily accessible. You can also get it through cow's milk or fortified soy beverages or any kind of, if you're not into dairy, there's lots of alternative types of milk type beverages out there, almond milk and soy, you name it, that are fortified. Yeah, fatty fish and sardines, you can get those. Omega-3s have also been looked at with the mood and kind of how they function with the brain. You can get that naturally from, again, salmon, sardines. So sardines would probably be the least expensive option because we know food is getting to be very expensive right now. And if you get them from those natural sources, you can also get it from ground flaxseed or flaxseed oil. So that's a vegetarian option. Flaxseeds also have a lot of fiber, which benefits our body. And so I generally recommend those food sources for omega-3s, and we definitely don't get enough of either omega-3s or vitamin D in our kind of standard North American diet how it is now.
Based on everything that we've said, which is all great information, how would you describe a well-balanced diet?
A well-balanced diet, well, for sure you need enough protein. Protein, again, helps you focus, helps you get going, and also helps you repair your muscles, your bones, your organs. Protein also helps us to feel full and satisfied. And again, a lot of us, if we're taking mental health medications, we have difficulty feeling full. So protein is helpful that way. And having vegetables, we're having at least 2 or 3 vegetables a day. And again, for most Canadians, that's a challenge for a lot of different reasons. We're very removed from our farms. If you're going to focus on 2 things, trying to get your protein and your vegetables in are 2 good starts. Some whole grains, some oatmeal, complex carbohydrates, having those a couple times a day, again, that helps to stabilize the mood, and eating regularly in small amounts. Balance would be, in terms of a carbohydrate, you put your hand in the shape of a fist, that's a portion of carbohydrate that would be considered balanced. Because if you're having like this mound of mashed potatoes on your plate or a mound of pasta and you eat all of that at one time, you might just get too sleepy afterwards, right? So that wouldn't help with getting going. And then of course, fruits, at least 3 fruits in a day, and lots of water, like you mentioned.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So such an important piece. There's so many components to having a well-balanced diet. And this may be a bigger conversation, but it just came to me. You named a lot of great additions to a diet. But like you said, these days, buying the foods that we need to have the well-balanced diet can be quite difficult, especially with increasing costs of produce and I guess reliable, healthy foods. Have there been some ways that you've thought of that have been good ways to balance that out, like to have cost-efficient foods, but they also fulfill the needs of a diet for a healthy person?
So things like carrots, they're bright colored orange, so they have lots of healthy things for us, antioxidants. They're also inexpensive. And if you're a single person, they will last in your fridge for a long time. Beans, because they're a vegetable, they also have lots of vitamins, like folate, which has a connection to depression and stuff. Again, they're inexpensive. They're even available at food banks. And there's a lot of yummy ways to cook them. And even if you don't have the energy to cook, you can make a bean salad. A lot of people have difficulty with their teeth. So we just say grate some carrots into a bean salad, and then you can get your nutrition, and that those things are like soft and chewable enough for you to get in there. And frozen veggies are fine because they don't add extra salt to them.
Those are great alternatives. And carrots as the go-to produce is awesome, because I, for one, really love carrots. So baby carrots to the regular size ones, are frozen. There's so many different ways that
you can get them. And I'd say if you have $1 and broccoli's on sale for $1 and lettuce is on sale for $1, or probably nowadays $2, because things are, like you said, not as, go for the broccoli, because it's dark, bright green all the way through, so it's just going to have more of the good stuff for you, whereas the lettuce, because it's light in color, doesn't have as many vitamins, antioxidants, and that kind of stuff. So if you're trying to get the most out of your money, those are the kind of suggestions that I make.
Is there anything that you would like to add before we end the interview?
A couple of things I have to say about income and nutrition. So bottled water is actually very expensive and not necessarily better for you, and it's not good for the environment. So as Progress Place members, if we're trying to think about the environment of each other, tap water is fine. If you're concerned about it, run your tap water on cold for a few minutes to let whatever's in the pipes, if you're worried about what's in the pipe, wash out, and then you can have that tap water. And then, like you said, if you want to add your sliced oranges or something to give it a nice flavor and some color, that's great. Trans fats. So things that are often cheapest in the grocery aisle, and the grocery store tries to sell more of them at us by putting them in the front of the aisles and as we're checking out. So fried things, really shiny, baked goods, all those tend to have a lot of hydrogenated and trans fats, which are really not good for our bodies. It interferes with our nerve and brain development. It takes over like the healthy fats in those parts of our body, and doesn't allow them to work properly. So I know they're tempting and they can often be inexpensive in the aisles, but we need to come up with ways, and the Health and Wellness Group is great at this, to kind of think of ways, how do we not get tempted so much by all the stuff, high fatty, trans fat stuff in the aisles when we go grocery shopping? So making a list, setting some goals, and others, not going shopping when you're hungry. So a lot of what we do in nutrition is not just about the facts, but the behavior aspect, talking about the habits, talking about what's around us and what are things that we can change or at least be aware of when we're making food decisions.
I'm glad that, you know, we're here and we have so many options available to us. So yeah, thanks for, you know, giving us this information, and you know, I'm happy that we can have this conversation with you, as it's you know, with COVID and us being on lockdown, and you know, the ever more pull towards you know, getting takeout food, it can be very hard to resist the temptation. But you know, we still have grocery stores, of course, for us to spread out our meals and, you know, pick more healthier options.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for connecting with us, Raquel, and hopefully we can get connected with you for one of these health and wellness discussion days that we have going on, and hopefully get you reconnected with some of the members here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And thank you, Donhela, for helping us conduct the interview.
No problem.
Yeah, and so I will stop the recording here.
Raquel.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Radio Total Normal Toronto, CJRU and CJRU.ca in Toronto. Thanks for tuning in. We just listened to an interview. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you found that interview informative and piqued your curiosity into something into consulting your own family doctor to see how you can improve your diet. Ahead will be an interview we did a while back with Kultima from Community Hub at Weston Mount Dennis. By the end of the interview, we were given a little tour of the center. Unfortunately, we aren't able to share it on our show today. Rooted in the community in collaboration, Weston Mount Dennis Community Place Hub provides a variety of programs and services to the community. They currently offer a range of virtual activities on Facebook, Zoom, and Instagram, from beatboxing to recycling fabrics to fun and fitness. More info on how to connect will be shared at the end of the show. Let's listen to Mark and Richard speak with Kultima at the Community Hub.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm a member of Progress Place. Today I will be interviewing Kultima, who works for Weston Mount Dennis Community Place Hub. Hi, Kultima.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for being with us here today. Just got a few questions for you. You offer many different services. Could you tell us about some of them?
So we offer all range of services. So how our model works is it's called integrated service model. So we have a partnership of 16 plus organizations that we work together. Progress Place is our anchor organization. And then we have other organizations that support the hub. So they are called Service Providers Network. So with them, we have a collection of different programs. We've mirrored some programs from Progress Place. For instance, we have the mental health focus programs that we have. We have a meal that we cook on Thursday's dinner. This is pre-COVID, and we also have our morning meetings every day at 11 till 11:30, and then we have our day-to-day work routine starts from there, and all the community members do different tasks as well. Through that, we also have a daily lunch, and then Thursdays we had brunch, and then Fridays and Thursday nights we had a Mental Health Foundation dinner.
Nice.
And then we also have health and wellness. We had an exercise program that happened twice a week. We also have expressive arts. We have a sewing program. The sewing program is also a different program where the idea is for clothes not to go into the landfill and we repurpose items. We have our daily outreach where we check up on the community members via phone and also in like in person. We used to go to different buildings and lobbies. We had a nurse that would come once a month. We had a dietitian that would come once a month to do different workshops. And we also had a social worker. So we had a various of different programs. So it's more of like a one-stop shop where you can get different services of your need. And we also cater to different age groups.
Okay, thank you. What programs from the Community Hub are most in demand?
So the most programs that are in demand are the Mental Health Foundation program, the meals, and as well as computer usage. And people are really interested in the exercise, the health and wellness.
Okay. Is Community Hub open to all members of the public, or do you have to apply for a membership?
It's open to all the members of the public.
Okay, that's great. How many people use your services, and do they come from all parts of Toronto?
We do get a various people who use our services. For instance, in a day, we'll see like pre-COVID, we had like about 60 plus people that would use our services. And they came from various places in Toronto, not just in Weston or Mount Dennis in the Nice neighborhood. So we had people who are coming from downtown. So they were coming from different locations.
Okay. In the last couple of years, you have seen an increase in the number of people using, have you seen an increase in the number of people using your services? Is there any age group in particular that you've seen a boost in numbers?
Yes, we have seen a boost in numbers, especially in seniors. We've had about 50 plus ages from the age of 50 and above. So we've had a range of a lot of seniors using our services.
Right, as the that's the baby boomer generation.
Baby boomer generation.
Yeah, starts hitting. Yeah, I'm one of those. In light of COVID-19, has Community Hub made adjustments to their programming? If so, what changes were made?
We have made changes where we've gone virtually, and it's not something that we were very active in it. It's a process we were trying to get into, but COVID pushed us more to go virtual. Mm-hmm. So our sewing program has all gone virtual. We have classes virtually, and then we are doing more posting and creating awareness of all the programs that we're doing. We're trying to start a Zoom session as well. Not so many of our members are very active on they're not tech savvy. So we're trying to really push them to learn how to use Zoom, and as well as try to see if this fall we can start doing different virtual programs on Zoom. But right now we are predominantly using Facebook and Instagram Live.
Roughly how many people do you think would you have on a typical Zoom meeting? Would it be 12 or 10?
So we haven't started on Zoom as of yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, we're in the midst of planning it.
Okay, it's coming up.
It's coming up this fall.
Right. We noticed that on Facebook, there has been a lot of content created. Sewing repair. The sewing repair is big on the hub. It's an informative and resourceful initiative. How did that idea come about?
So when COVID hit in March, we started to quickly think about how else can we start having our programs ongoing and not stopping it. So one of our sewing instructors and also collectively, we thought about we can start showing people how to make items with just a thread and a needle. You don't need a sewing machine. And with that, we can still go teach people online. So for people who don't have a sewing machine home, there's other ways to teach them how to still do the sewing and learn how to repurpose items at home as well. So that's how we went virtually.
Okay.
Yeah. And we started with like a 1 day a week, and then we went on to several days. And it was like 1 day a week, and then we went to 3 days a week, and now we're doing 5 days a week.
Yeah, so it's become immensely popular.
It is.
What kind of social activities do you offer, and what are the most popular?
Now or pre-COVID?
Now and pre-COVID. I guess we could start with the pre-COVID and then go to the one set of how things have changed and the activities which have become more popular perhaps in the COVID era that we're in right now.
So initially the most popular activity socially was bingo. We had a bingo program that ran every Tuesday, and people were really like looking forward to that bingo session, and it was member led. And then we also have an expressive art program where they will do different paintings and jewelry making. And I think the other one as well is we had a group of people who would play dominoes as well on their own. So that was very popular as well.
Dominoes. Okay. Are there any other games you have that you're thinking about putting doing in the future?
I think we might bring back Romeo. Most of the ladies like Romeo.
Romeo?
Yeah. So it's a board game.
Oh, really? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's a board game. So that was one, it was very popular. But like, I think mostly for us, I feel like it's always, there's different social activities going on here. Like we have a table where everybody's always gathered and sitting together. So that's like our social table. And there's always like different activities. We'd always play like cards, or we'd always play different like games on the whiteboard. So people are always creative.
Okay, it's kind of a loose environment where you can perhaps chat and play cards or do whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay. Progress Place has opened its doors to a limited number of members recently. Have you opened the hub to people as well on a limited basis?
We are planning to open our doors next week. We're in the midst of planning this week and reorganizing and like putting things apart. So we're planning to open our doors next week, Monday, to a limited members for pre-registration.
Right. At Progress Place, we currently have a limited number. So there are three floors at Progress Place, and right now the maximum is 5 per floor. So a total of 15 members for a morning, and then we have a 15 members for the afternoon. So are you going to do something similar to that? Or have you had like pegged a certain number of people that you feel is okay? I don't know if you have, if you're going to come up with a situation where you can try to get as many members in and do it safely. Have you got a number that of people that you believe it's safe to come in for a day?
So our space is a little bit different than Progress Place. We don't have like different units, like you know how you have like different floors. Mm-hmm. So our space is a big, it was a swimming pool actually. We are located, the community center was a swimming pool that was filled up.
Right.
So it's like a big open hall.
Ah.
So probably after I can show you, I'll show you guys in the video. So it's like we are, right now I'm sitting in the kitchen area, and then to my front area is like the big open space. It's like, think about a pool that was just filled up.
Wow.
So it's like a hall. So we don't have no barriers. We see one another. You can see the farthest end when somebody's standing there.
All right. It's totally different. Yeah.
It's different. So yes, we are planning to have limited community members coming to use the space and different shifts. And everybody will know what time they're supposed to be coming.
Okay. If someone wanted to know more about the services you offer, is there any particular place they go? I know that you have a presence at Facebook. I think I try to go to a website just for Weston Mount Dennis. Mm-hmm. But if someone wanted to get more information, what would you suggest that they do?
So if somebody wanted to get to know what we do at the Hub and also to read more about us, we are under the Progress Place website. There's a blurb about the Community Place Hub. And then we can also check our Facebook. Another option is our Facebook. So far, we just post our information on Progress Place website. And we have a Twitter account and Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, so if someone wanted to contact you directly, they could email you directly, or could they call, is there a phone number that they would call, or would they go through Progress Place?
They would go through Progress Place. So our contact information is there. So we have our general phone number and the general email that they can contact us through.
All right, great.
Our emails and phone, our voice messages are checked on a daily basis.
All right. What are the plans for the Community Hub moving forward? Do you have any ideas as to any additional programs that you might be making? Of course, I guess next week you mentioned that you're going to start using virtual Zoom type meetings. Is there anything else, anything new that might be coming to Community Hub, perhaps say in the next few months?
We are planning to have a flu clinic for the community.
Okay.
Through our partnership. So that's one we are planning sometime in September or the beginning of October, depending when the vaccine is going to be available. And then we are also planning to have our exercise program via Zoom.
Yeah, we have that too at Progress Place. That's also a good idea.
Yeah. And then we're also trying to see how other ways we can engage the community via Zoom and other social media platforms as well. So we're still in the midst of planning, but so far we have the flu shot clinic that's coming up, and as well as the exercise.
Yeah, the flu shot is certainly a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that you wanted to add? Any comments, anything that you wanted to mention about the Community Hub?
No, I just wanted to mention that we don't just serve adults, we also have kids. So we normally run like a summer camp and a March break camp as well. So just to go back that we serve different age groups. So anybody's welcome to come and use this, the services and the space. So we normally see a lot of children as well during after school hours.
Okay, thank you very much for coming.
You're very welcome.
Welcome back to Radio Totally Normal, Toronto, CJRU, 1280 AM and CJRU.ca. If you are looking for a community to be part of your mental health wellness, please visit a clubhouse near you. Clubhouse International reaches over 100,000 people living with mental illness per year in 320 clubhouses in 34 countries. Please visit clubhouseinternational.org to find a clubhouse in your community. We would like to thank all those involved with the episode of Radio Total Normal, Toronto. Raquel from the Regent Park Community Health Center and Kutma from the Community Hub, please check out the Community Hub on Facebook and Instagram. A special thanks to your interviewers at RTNT. Thank you to all the members of the staff at Progress Place who worked hard each month to create recurring episodes of Radio Totally Normal Toronto. Thank you to our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends and family. To learn more about RTNT or listen to previous episodes, please check out the Radio Totally Normal Toronto.org. You can stream RTNT at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. If you search up Radio Totally Normal Toronto, if you like to learn more about Progress Place, you can visit progressplace.org. Follow us on our social media, Progress Place Clubhouse on Instagram and Facebook, and progress_place on Twitter. Thanks again for listening and stay tuned for our new episode next month. For Black History Month, we want to feature talent from Canada. Montreal-based Ethiopian rapper Naya Ali burst into the Canadian hip-hop scene in 2017 and does not hide her international ambition with the release of part one of her debut album, Godspeed, Baptism Prelude. In March 2020, she is once again making a great fuss and proving that she has nothing to envy the American household names, Patience. The next part of her album is expected in spring of 2021. Click, clock, for pop, February's pop, episode, working on the here days is when Naya I don't clock, Ali. Clock. Aim like right. A stain on a white rug. Damn, wanna lean, tell them talk self, eh. I'ma get it like I already have it, eh. I'ma get it like I already have it, eh. Pop, pop, damn, wanna lean, tell them stop clock. Damn, it's a new day. You ain't never seen another like me. Said I couldn't find my way. Let's fire, fire, kinda feels amazing.
Test me, test me. You see, get good grades like Ivy. Pull up at your station, I'ma blow up. Going ape shit, I'ma throw up. Over basics, I'ma hold up. Let's not go there. Pull up with a Haitian, I'ma blow up. Elevation, I don't care for imitation. I don't care for speculation.